This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. We're in the middle of the week, and I hope you're finding God in the middle of your life. God wants to be a part of this day in your life. Wednesday today, God is in Wednesday. And I hope that you feel the reality of that. God loves you so much, and He is there with you. And if you have come into a living relationship with Him by putting your trust in Jesus Christ, then you walk with Him as one of His children. And He is so concerned about what's happening in your life today. And He wants you to live in a way that honors Him and your relationship with Him. Now, we're talking all this week about what to do when you're treated badly by people in your life. And we're going through some verses in 1 Peter in the Bible. In the verses we've looked at so far this week, it's been talking about just when someone treats you badly in general. But now he starts going to when you're actually doing what's right and you're treated badly for doing what's right. That sometimes catches us unaware. Why would someone treat me badly for doing what's right? I'm involved as a volunteer in some club of some kind, and I'm working to help. Someone has obviously been siphoning some money off, and they're blaming me even though I did nothing wrong. Or something like that. Someone's treating you badly for doing what's good. Now, here's what Peter says. Now, who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? This is our way of approaching things. Why would I experience harm if I'm doing what's right? Next verse. But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, the people who come at you in that situation, nor be troubled. But rather, here's the way to respond to that situation, in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. In your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy. That is, there is a part of your life that God looks at and knows, and you and God, even if every other person in your life is accusing you of this or that, if you in your heart know that you are doing what is right in the eyes of God, that you are honoring God as holy in your life, that is, treating Him as special, as having first place in your life, when that's there, you have something to hold on to. I know that I am doing what's right with God. He goes on, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. So what Peter says is when you live this way and you're not reacting to people the way they attack you, you're not just attacking them back, they're evil towards you and you're evil back to them, but rather you're trying to bless them even in the middle of their attacks. You're trying to find a way of peace and pursue it and do what's right in your heart in the eyes of God. That makes you so different from the people around you. And it will generate fascination. It will beg the question. And there'll be people who want to know, what is it that's different about you? Why are you not reacting the way everybody I know reacts in a situation like this? What is different in your life? Well, when people have that kind of question, Peter says, you better be ready when that question is asked of you. Because it may be the very reason God has allowed you to go through that terrible time in your life of being falsely accused, is that when people see how you react to it, they're going to want to know what makes the difference. And if you miss that, you miss the whole purpose of you going through that situation. God wants you to be ready. If someone asks you, let them know. Really, the difference is that God is in my life. And I know that I'm secure in my relationship with Him. And so I just want to love and minister to the people around me. Or I know there's some pain in this person's life, and that's why they're treating me that way. And I want to find a way to bless them and help them through that. Peter says, always be ready to make a defense to anyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. Look for God's purpose as a witness for Jesus in each situation. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.